Hey everybody, I'm Jeanette Thompson. Welcome to Behind the Shield, sponsored by Bud Light. It's Training Camp 2012 here in Napa, California, and the quiet here will soon be replaced by the noise of coaches hollering out instructions and players hitting tackling dummies and sleds. Let's take a look at those players who arrived today from the Alameda Permanent Practice Facility via a bus ride.
Was it to get here at the beginning of camp and not miss anything?
I wasn't about to miss anything. Yeah. Being here was obviously an important thing. I'm one of those timely guys that if you're on time, you're late. If you're early, you're on time. If you're late, don't bother kind of thing. So, I'm not about to be late to anything.
What took a lot? Was there a lot of
as far as the picks? Signing? Yeah, I didn't really have much to do with it, actually, but it was hashed out a long time ago. Yep. It was just a matter. I'm an old school guy. I like to do things in person, and I think that kind of fits in well with our organization. Mm-hmm. So, it was basically just getting out here and signing.
So, in your mind, you'd agreed to terms, as they say, quite a while ago?
Oh, yeah. I'm not about to be like the first holdout of the new CBA as a third rounder. So.
Who have you talked to on the line for what you're about to see out here for how to handle yourself, how to pace yourself and all that? Have you gotten anyone like Cooper or Barnes or someone?
I've talked to those guys a lot just in the OTAs and whatnot. Big help for me is actually I have a brother-in-law who plays out in Baltimore, and I've talked to him a lot about camp, and I've talked to a lot of guys who played at the U about how these training camps go, and so they've been a big help.
What are the keys they've told you that you have to look out for out here or for what to expect?
There wasn't so much about pacing yourself as it was a matter of, taking it one day at a time, handling the grind, taking care of your body, that kind of stuff. So those are kind of the big keys.
How would you describe what that bus ride was like coming up here, coming to your first NFL camp?
It was just long. There was traffic. I didn't expect it to take that long.
The amusement park.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not used to the California traffic yet. I'll get there, but
what was the vibe like? Was it kind of festive?
I think everybody kind of got on with a bit of a nervous tension, and then about 20 minutes into the bus ride, everyone was just kind of wanting to get off the bus.
So are you more eager than anxious here for your first camp?
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've put on pads. I'm always a little more eager at the beginning. I usually am over-eager at the beginning, and then reality kind of hits as it gets into camp. So, I'm eager to get started. I'm eager to strap it up. A lot of the improvement comes when you put on pads. It's hard to do a ton when you're just in helmets.
They've had past years, they've had almost like little walkthroughs before they get to padded practices, sometimes 4 or 5 days, but apparently this year they're padding up day one, from what I understand. Is that the way you would want it to be?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't gotten any kind of schedule, so I'm not, besides tomorrow, which we're not really doing a ton.
Yeah, it's Monday.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not really sure exactly what's going on, but I'm kind of one, I like to just get after it. I kind of figure you learn swimming by being tossed into the water, so that's generally what happens every year.
You get a comfort level at guard, during the OTAs and the minicamp after all the time at tackle in college.
Yeah, it's coming. It took a while. I got a good taste of it at the Senior Bowl, and then all of OTAs and minicamps really solidified that spot. And being in a left-handed stance feels a lot more natural now. Mm-hmm. When I get down to run or whatever, it's now left-handed, so it's getting there.
That's something you were able to work on your own. Thing.
Yep,
since the last time you were camped.
Yep, pretty much. Yep. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
We just had a little boy a couple days ago.
First child, or did you have first
child? We have another one. We have a little girl who's about 21 months right now.
She's a veteran at this.
Kind of. I don't know if you can really be a... She's the vet at it, not
yes.
me. I'm still a nervous wreck in the corner, so...
Yeah. Tough to leave, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is, but, this is their dream as much as it is mine, yeah. So... it's it's not too bad.
All right. So first off, day one, you're checking in. Tell me a little bit about the ride over here. What was that experience for you?
It was cool, just looking at the Bay Area, looking at the water, and just taking it all in at once. This is my first training camp, so I'm just, you know, ready to go.
Have you heard anything about what to expect or what you can look forward to here at training camp?
Not yet. Ready to go. I mean, you know, camp is camp, so I guess it's going to be intense and hard, so I'm just ready to go.
Okay, well, Napa is probably... probably a nice place to have it. What do you think about the weather so far? Can you kind
feels
of describe
good,
it?
You know, but compared to Jersey, Jersey's like 100 degrees every day. Here, it's a little bit cooler, not humid, so I can enjoy the Cali weather.
All right.
All right.
So now you're going to get your chance to check in tomorrow. Do you know what's on the agenda yet, or are we just all open?
Not yet. All open. I'm just ready to go, you know.
All right. He doesn't know what's going on, and you won't know what's going on unless you watch Behind the Shield each and every day right here at Raiders.com.